Hey, I'm John DiLiberto, and you're about to hear an Echoes interview. We get some amazing musicians to come to the show and talk about their music, but it costs money to produce these interviews and get them out to you on the air and stream them for free. So while you're listening, think about where else you can hear up-close and personal interviews like this, and then make a donation of support to Echoes at echoes.org. We really need you now more than ever. Now sit back and enjoy. It's going to be great. Al Jour and Andy Matron spend most of their time creating compositions for music libraries, commercials, and jingles. When they want to chill out on their own, they go for a different sound. They've released a couple of albums of ambient music, including Desert Light and Surrounding Sky. That one won an award for Best Ambient Album at the Zone Music Reporter Award Show in New Orleans this past spring.
I just started falling in love with that kind of music.
Andy Matron.
I write that music because it makes me feel a certain way. I do it because I want to hear it, and it keeps me peaceful. I like to hear that music when I'm working. It keeps me moving. It's very meditative, and I like that as well. So I was drawn to the genre. Mm-hmm. And then
we have these wonderful tools that allow us to, you know, taste all of those textures.
And I loved exploring all of that. And then I loved Al's electronic woodwind work too, that made the flavor.
Andy Matron plays percussion and keyboards. Al Jour plays flutes, sometimes lots of them.
And the other thing that we do is what we call flute cloud, and that's usually four or five tracks of flute that are playing the notes of the chords, but they're all moving, you know, so the chord isn't just static. And so there's a bit of that on there.
There's a breathing quality to it.
And I think that's part of the signature sound too.
You don't hear much of Andy Matron's percussion on these ambient releases, but it's all over Transmigration, A Journey with Friends. It's an album of world fusion expanses where they collaborated with a lot of other musicians who they met at the 2015 Zone Music Reporter Award Show.
Al and I have always liked to collaborate. You've heard, you know, we've had collaborations before, but when we came to the ZMR convention, or the ZMR Awards 2 years ago, we walked into this community and we started to meet people that we really liked and we had really admired for many years. And we just decided that we wanted to enlist them to collaborate, as many of them as we possibly could. And everybody that we asked said yes.
Jeff Oster, Jeff Pierce, Miriam Stockley, Lisa Downing, Sherry Finzer, quite a list of people that we would not have had on the album had it not been for ZMR.
The duo composed many of their tracks around certain guest artists. Talking Stone is centered on the voice of Miriam Stockley from Audie Amos and AO Music.
We would put together seeds, you know, we knew we were going to work with Miriam, so we wrote three or four pieces, I think, and sent them along and asked which ones spoke to her. And she was in the middle of an AO Music record, so she was, you know, she kind of squeezed us in and picked the tune that spoke to her most, and just did an incredible job for us, gave us 32
tracks of vocals.
32 tracks of Miriam Stockley.
Well, she does those big, thick vocals, and then she's molting them, you know, so there's, you know, you might hear a four-part, five-part harmony, but she's sung each of those pieces two or three times. So it's big, it's huge.
Do Jeff Pierce was another musician they met at the ZMR Awards. His ambient guitar would seem to be more suited to Al and Andy's ambient work, but they put him on a transmigration track called First Crossing.
In hearing some of his work, I heard that delay guitar loopy thing he does, and I love that. So I wrote the seed with that in mind. So I wrote pads that had a lot of room and didn't really have a motor, thinking that he would be the motor.
But after Andy got the tracks back from Pierce, he altered the song's direction.
Only after Jeff's piece came back, because you know, there's a seed, and then you get this wonderful input from this other musician, and it's like, you have to evaluate whether your original ideas are still valid or not. And this was a case where I wasn't anticipating that instrumentation until we got his tracks, and I thought sonically that would work. You know, there's tempo in it, but he laid that piece in, and then I thought about marimba for that and added the marimba and accordion to that piece.
Even though Al Jour plays all kinds of flutes, from straight silver flute to world music wind instruments, they still brought in flute player Sherry Finzer on the track Quiet Waters.
Yeah, we brought in Sherry Finzer. I really like the way that Sherry plays. I think she has a beautiful tone, but I also think she has incredible note choice and pacing. Her control of vibrato is very conscious, and she uses that to great effect. I just love what she plays. You know, I play alto flute too, but it's not the instrument, it's the player. I just really like the way she plays. And so we had her do the alto flute track, and then it's a conversation between the track that she gave us, and then I play the Native American flute call and response stuff.
All of these collaborations fueled the initial concept of the album, Al Jour.
As you look through the booklet, you know, it's very much a journey. It starts with Talking Stone, which sort of seeds the intention of the journey. And then each of the pieces, you can see from the names of the pieces and the description of what that tune means in relationship to the journey.
For me, the journey is a transformation that occurs from the point where you're physically talking to somebody about doing this, maybe shaking hands on it. And then you start to work, and this amorphous thing gets created that is formless, but yet has pieces of all of you in it, and is and that's the transmigration for me.
It is the journey, and then at the end, of course, we end with the piece that's the final transformation.
Yes. Crushing death.
Yeah. Event horizon, yeah.
In the black hole, yeah. You know, kind of like that. It's a joyful record, right up until the last second.
You can take your own journey to oblivion with Al Jour and Andy Matron's Transmigration, A Journey with Friends. And then you can chill out to Surrounding Sky. Both are out on Laughing Cat Records. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Droid apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.